True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday, getting set for Thursday night football. They gave us a good game in week number two, Green Bay, Washington. I'm sure they're going to get plenty of handle over at the South Point on this exciting matchup. Joe O, Sammy P with you. And we now go out to the South Point and bring in our buddy Chris Andrews hanging out on the show. We saw him back in March when we were both out there. And I know, Sam, that you make sure to head up to the South Point every single time that you're in Vegas. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We said off the top, you were sort of the first guy that gave us access back in the day when Joe and I started a little old podcast out of Chicago. And I'll never forget, my dad came on that trip too. And you and my dad are thick as thieves. My dad's got the nut roll for you every time we come to town. And you let us come into the sports book. I had all that equipment. We laid the board on the floor. We wired the microphones, and you actually gave us the ability to come into your home and talk about games and sit in the sports book. And like, I tell you this all the time. I'll never forget that. And it really like propelled us to where we are now. And here we are 8 years later, having you on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM network. And it just, life works in mysterious ways sometimes, man.
Well, you never know. You know, I met you guys and I just kind of liked you. You know, figured, and you know, the nut roll probably didn't hurt, you know, that your dad bribed me with. No, but I liked you guys, and I thought you sounded like, you know, pretty smart guys. And, you know, I always say I like talking to smart people, and, you know, it was a pleasure to have you guys on. You guys have done very well for yourselves since then.
This is your life, so this is normal to you. But to other people around the country listening and watching to this show or other media outlets, just talk about sports betting. It's become normal. It used to be just in the little corner, like you growing up Pittsburgh area, like normal for you. Me and Sam, Chicago, normal to us, but not everybody. And now it's everywhere. And just like since we first met you 8 years ago, are you surprised at how big it is? Like that wall of TVs you have, and now you throw on ESPN, FS1, whatever. Whatever they're talking about, whatever game is being discussed at all times, now the point spread is on the TV. Do you ever kind of think back to the good old days when that was never, ever the case?
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, a couple things that, you know, we really didn't foresee when, you know, the Papsa thing got, you know, settled. First of all, the market has grown. You know, that's the one thing. The market has grown. You got guys coming in. You know, I mean, I started in Las Vegas in 1979. People would come in. Well, what's a teaser? What's that mean? How do these parlays work? You know, now everybody kind of knows that. And, you know, I got to tell you, that doesn't surprise me that much. But seeing every broadcast and even like during the game talking about the in-line or the in-running number. And before the game, of course, you know, the odds of this and that and, you know, I have, you know, I'm kind of shocked that it's become so ubiquitous, I guess, to say that, that it's just everywhere. But, you know, I mean, a lot of ways it's good. Some ways it's not so good, because I see a lot of guys out there who really don't know what the hell they're talking about. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, you know, caveat emptor, I guess, you know, but I hope guys aren't putting their hard-earned money on some of the things that these guys say that is just ridiculous.
I have an open-ended question that you can take wherever you want. It's a very easy question to ask. I don't know that it's easy to answer. Who's the best team in college football and why?
Ooh, man. You know, that is hard right now, because I think, you know, I'm a Penn State guy. You know that. They've not played well. I know a lot of guys had them. You know, their number one team. I wasn't crazy about it then, and they have not played well at all. You know, Ohio State, I think there's still some questions. You know, it's funny, I was just looking at some numbers this morning. Are we sure Georgia's all that good? You know, I'm not positive that they are. You know, they should have a lot of talent. I'll tell you, I have one sleeper team that I think has a chance, and if you're out there and can get a big price, I know Circa has them 75-1 to win the national championship. I think USC is way better than people think. I don't have them quite up with those other teams that I mentioned, but the teams that I mentioned, I think, have a lot of question marks, and I'm not sure if they're going to get answered. And Texas, of course, you know, if you didn't have Penn State number one in your preseason rankings, you're probably at Texas number one. You know, they haven't looked great either, you know, and, you know, we had Arch Manning. You know, you guys are probably too young to remember Ron Paulus from Notre Dame. You know, he was like the most hyped quarterback, you know, Arch was since Paulus before taking a snap. You know, so I think it's an open-ended question, and I don't have a firm answer. I think there's a lot of teams, not a lot, but probably like a dozen teams that, you know, we could see make some noise in the playoffs.
Where do you have Penn State?
I had like about a four-way tie for like my third ranked team. My dog won't not letting me alone here. I think I have them about fifth in the nation, you know, but be careful with Penn State. They do cover a lot of numbers, because Franklin, you know, he's gone on record saying, you know, I have to let these backups play. And so they will cover a lot of numbers. I'm not sure that means how good they are, though. You know, so be careful when you're doing your power ratings on how that affects them.
I know you wrote some bets on Miami early in the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, you tend to get that buyback. And it finally came on USF, correct?
Yeah, I had one of my big players did take USF plus the 18. I'm at 17.5 right now. So they laid me 17. They took the 18. It looks like they're laying the 17.5. And I'd say it's pretty sharp money that is on the favorite in this case.
Anything else stand out as far as college before we jump over to the NFL, whether it be sharp action, most amount of public action on that slate?
Well, I wrote down a couple of the sharp plays that I'd had so far this week. I don't really agree with, you know, well, some I agree with, some I don't. They bet me Kansas State, bet me Pitt, and I have a good friend who's a West Virginia grad, and he told me West Virginia just transferred so – I think they had the most transfers of any Power 4 or 5 team. So he thinks – and he loves his Mounties, but he thinks that it's going to might take a while. I think that number's gotten a little high, you know, but we did have wise guy action on Pitt. We also had wise guy action on Temple. It's funny, when that game opened, like 24 or so, I said, man, I really like Temple. Of course, we're down to 21 now, so I think the value's been taken out of that. They bet me Vanderbilt, who I think has played very well, and maybe South Carolina isn't as good as we thought they were. And they bet me Tennessee. And again, they made me kind of look at Georgia a little bit, because I respect the play that I got on Tennessee. And I have Georgia rated fairly high, but I did make this number a little bit lower. I made it 2, you know, we're at 3 right now. But I did get some, definitely some wise guy play on Tennessee.
it was pretty telling to see the market come in. Circa opened Clemson and Georgia about six. And to see both of those games, three and a half, that's respect, right? I mean, they certainly got to the right number quickly. I'm going to give Felica some flack here. That's probably his crew betting Temple. He loves Temple. Felica's a big sandwich spot guy because he's looking. Yeah. Oklahoma just beat Michigan, and I believe it's Auburn on deck. I think
Felica got somebody
24
big.
And a half. 24 and a half I think he took on Temple.
Well, God bless him. I think he's got the right side. You know, but like, I think the value's kind of been taken out of the number now. You're looking at 21. I mean, what is 24, 24 and a half? I thought that was a, you know, a good play, but you're right. Chris likes those sandwich games and, you know, he's had his share of success. So, I mean, who am I to argue with that? But, you know, the Georgia Tech game, I didn't open, I actually held off a little bit because I was worried about Haynes King, the Georgia Tech quarterback. Looks like he's going to play now. But you know, I don't know if three's enough to take the dog on there, but I mean, if you got some of those early numbers, I think you made a good play. Let's put it that way. We'll see what happens on the field on Saturday.
We're getting a book report from our guy, Chris Andrews, over at the South Point out in Las Vegas. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, with you. Before we jump to the NFL, Chris, we do this segment on the show, Where's the Room, where we find out what the most popular bets are. We try to do it as late in the week as possible. And we've been having a ball with it. We've been laughing. And I'm wondering if you guys got a new wall of TVs or what. Because they've been getting their butts kicked in college football. The first 2 weeks, they go 1-9. And we were looking at the Circa Million picks the other day. The top 11 picks, they go 1-10 in that contest. It's like nobody knows anything at the very start. What do you think is behind it? Do you see this a lot at the start of the year? Like, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean,
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've done real good against the sharp players. You know, it's the public team. It's the public that's kind of gotten to us a little bit. And the thing that's changed so much, and, you know, since I've started, which was 1979, is the money line and money line parlays. And then last year really was an aberration. I forget the exact number, but the number of 3.5 point favorites or more that won the game, not necessarily covered, but won the game, was just, you know, an aberration, an inordinate number. And the public was on all those. And the public got to me a little bit on Sunday. And in the Las Vegas Review Journal, they were interviewing a bunch of bookmakers, and every one of them was crying on Monday morning because of Sunday afternoon, you know. But we've done okay with the wise guys, but it's the public that kind of beat us up. But otherwise, it was one of those weeks. We had a great Thursday. We had a great Friday. We had a great Saturday. And Sunday wasn't good. But it's funny, too, on Monday, I talked to, Michael Gaughan's partner, Frank Todi. Talked to him about 3 o'clock. I says, well, we're going to need the Bears tonight. And I don't know what happened. Somebody released it. I got a couple of culprits in mind. We got nothing but a flood of Bears money. I mean, a flood. When I talked to Frank, we had Minnesota either 1 or 1.5. I can't remember. But I closed the Bears 1. I mean, it was, Monday night actually wound up very good for us.
Yeah, you were gambling, though, and you were sweating in that third, fourth quarter needing the rookie to get you there, but he got you there. Curious about tonight.
Sammy, I was ready to write it off early in the day. I said, Minnesota just didn't show up, and the Bears did. That's football. That's what happens. I tell you.
Oh, and you got to see that game day money, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. You just got to write it and then pray that something happens in your favor, and that one did work out in your favor. Yeah. I'm hearing the Packers are Super Bowl good, elite defense, the whole nine. They can lose tonight, right? Easily.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Of course they can lose tonight. Matter of fact, most of the sharp money is on Washington tonight. I'm still at 3.5. Sam, and Joe, you guys know, we don't juice the threes or the sevens or anything like that. So, I'm going to wind up getting a lot of +3 or +3.5 on the game. And then probably once I go to 3, they'll lay me back and I'll be in a position that, like a lot of bookmakers are, trying to avoid the 3 to get, sided or middled. And it's just the way it goes. But, that's a strategy that's worked well for us over the years. But, sometimes it jumps up and bites you in the ass, but hopefully not tonight. But like I said, so far tonight, the sharper money definitely on the dog.
What about when we get to Sunday? Got two games on Monday. Anything worth noting as far as sharp action?
Those two games, I wouldn't call it sharp action at this point, but guys do play off that 3. I got 2.5, they lay it. I got 3.5, they take it. So both those games are hanging right around the 3 mark. So I'll be sweating that on Monday night, but otherwise I love that Monday night doubleheader. We bring in so many people, and of course the Raiders, we have a local following with the Raiders. So we will be jamming on Monday night. And like I said, I don't know who I'm going to need there in those two games, but I'll definitely need to avoid threes on that one.
I have a feeling you're probably going to need the Raiders because that's another very sexy team. It's the Packers in the NFC. It's the Chargers in the AFC. Yeah. People very quick to elevate them. You might need the home team to keep it close, buddy.
Yeah, I might. I personally was impressed with the Chargers. I mean, I was impressed with their play, certainly. But what I was most impressed with was Jim Harbaugh made some great adjustments at halftime. He was usually a run-first coach, and they threw the ball a lot. Now, of course, Herbert executed, and a lot of credit to him. But Harbaugh's been known to be a little hard-headed on some things, but I thought he had a really good adjustment in the second half and exploited some defensive inefficiencies for Kansas City.
Chris Andrews over at the South Point at Andrews Sports over on X. Chris, thank you so much for dropping by. It was great to catch up.
Always a pleasure, guys. Please come see me when you come to Las Vegas. I know I don't have to ask Sammy twice. I know he's going to show up. So
yeah, the Bloody Marys. Come on.
$2.
I got a bottle of wine in my drawer for Sammy, too, that I owe him. So I haven't cracked it open, Sammy. It's still sitting there.
Soon.
There you go. Lightning Bets next. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.